It is Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The Fayetteville Dixon Street Spring Fest is Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m. Events include the annual bed races, a pancake breakfast, the Artisphere Trail Mix concert, a dog parade and children's events, live music, and more. Information and an event schedule are available on the web at FayettevilleSpringFest.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, a big check from Tyson Foods to the Springdale Public Schools Education Foundation. Grammy-winning John Legend speaks in Fayetteville. The Fort Smith Symphony tunes up for the season finale, and all kinds of theater magic all over the place on tap for May. That and more ahead.
But first, today, the Army Corps of Engineers and the Beaver Lake Foundation officially begin a partnership meant to benefit all lake users. Sean Harper, the Corps' operations manager for Beaver Lake, says the foundation will be able to offer additional resources, such as fundraising and attracting volunteers to help with projects at the lake.
You know, our budget is fairly fixed. It's certainly not increasing in any kind of a way. So, you know, we've got an aging infrastructure. We've got parks on Beaver Lake that are, you know, they're approaching 50 years old in just a few years. And a lot of this stuff just needs a lot of TLC. And with our decreased buying power through the federal budget process, we're looking for partners that can help us. The most important thing is that we have facilities on Beaver Lake that are, you know, they're accessible, they're safe to use, that they meet the needs of the public. And, you know, we're reaching out to a partner like Beaver Lake Foundation to help us make sure that we reach that, that we're able to sustain that here at Beaver Lake.
Harper says an example of a project the partnership could help with is the creation of life jacket stations at every beach on the lake. He says although the Corps was able to find enough money to build one last year and possibly two this year, the partnership with the Beaver Lake Foundation has the potential of doubling the Corps' construction capability.
It's beyond our capability within our own budget to just take all that on at one time. The foundation has indicated that they have an interest in maybe trying to do some fundraising and to acquire some funds and maybe some volunteer folks who could help both acquire and then construct these. And then the partnership, the Corps has the equipment to go and actually, you know, drill the holes and install these life jacket loaner stations out there above the beaches. So that's kind of the partnership effort on that particular case. The foundation has indicated they're going to try to do that, raise some money, get these things built, and then the Corps will take them and go install them.
More generally speaking, though, the goal of the Beaver Lake Foundation is to support the Corps' operations and recreation at the lake. The formal agreement between the two entities is being signed today.
10,000 new recipients of the Arkansas Academic Challenge were notified they had been awarded the scholarship yesterday. This class of recipients will be the first to be subject to new rules regarding the lottery scholarship that was passed by the 89th General Assembly. Act 234 of 2013 set into place a tiered award system where incoming freshmen receiving the scholarship at four-year institutions are awarded $2,000 their first year, $3,000 their sophomore year, $4,000 during their junior year, and finally $5,000 during their senior year. Attendees of two-year schools will receive $2,000 each year. Johnny Key, a state senator from Mountain Home, was one of the proponents of the change payouts. At the time of the law's discussion in the legislature, he said the change was necessary to keep the lottery scholarship system solvent.
We were on an unsustainable course that we were paying out more money than we were taking in through the lottery. The reason that we've been able to do that up to this point was because of the first 7 months of sales of the lottery tickets created about an $80 million reserve before we started awarding scholarships. That reserve has been spent down, and we had to fix the solvency issue going forward.
The new payout scheme will not affect previous recipients of the scholarship. In addition, according to a release issued by the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, nearly 6,000 scholarship applications have been started, but the potentially eligible students have not completed the process. Students have until June 1st to submit completed applications to be considered for the lottery scholarship.
The port at Helena is receiving its first permanent tenant since its creation in 1993. Envirotech Chemical Solutions plans to bring 73 jobs to the site by 2015, at which time it will consider expanding the operation to 150 workers. State Representative John Edwards has been involved in the port's decision to focus on attracting smaller businesses.
There are a lot more smaller businesses out there than there are the big 500 job employers. Now, everybody wants to land the big 500 job employer, but there's just not that many of those out there in the grand scheme of things.
Phil Harvey, a vice president with EnviroTech, pointed toward Helena's ability to adequately staff and operate the facility.
The workforce has been fantastic so far. Everybody has been extremely easy to work with, very driven. And, you know, we have had our problems, just like everyone else, with what we have to offer. We've had great success with hiring out in eastern Arkansas and western Mississippi.
EnviroTech's planned arrival will generate new jobs for the Port Authority and increase revenues collected throughout the community.
This year's Starlight Gala for the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter raised the bar once again. 1,300 people attended the event last Friday at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. It was announced that it raised $520,000 for the shelter, above and beyond the $435,000 raised at last year's event. The amount raised this year represents close to 16% of the shelter's $3.3 million budget for the year. The gala is the shelter's largest annual fundraiser, netting about three times as much as any other fundraiser throughout the year.
With a millage election coming in mid-September, officials with Bentonville Public Schools are hosting a number of public forums to get residents' feedback on the millage proposal. The forums will include a minimum of one school board member and one school district central administrator. Tonight, a forum is scheduled for 7:45 at Mary Mae Jones Elementary, and another forum will be tomorrow at Apple Glen Elementary. Additional forums are scheduled through May 15th. A complete schedule of public forums can be found on the district's website at bentonvillek12.org.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals closed a four-game series in Tulsa last night with an 8-2 loss against the Drillers. The loss, the third in the series for the Nats, and the team is now 8-16 on the year. The Naturals return to Arvest Ballpark tonight to open up a four-game series against the Springfield Cardinals.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 58 in northwest Arkansas to 62 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. And tomorrow night, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight with lows from 49 in northwest Arkansas to 53 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.
This is Ozarks at Large.